Help the Hairy. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Netta.
Hello there, Netta. How are you today?
I'm great. I have a really good friend named Netta. I don't think she's ever listened to the show.
Really?
But I'm going to do this one for her, and then I'm going to tag her in it and see if I can lure her to listen.
Oh, you'll lure.
Are you going to using her name.
Her name? Are you going to be sending any lurid photos of yours? Oh, no, Netta wouldn't care about lurid photos.
But
that's how you
can
get some male listeners, maybe.
Oh, should I start using male names?
No, but you should start sending lurid photos to get male listeners.
And what do you think? Lure them in with the lurid photos.
Exactly.
Ooh, squeaky.
So we didn't have a show on Friday. We replayed our most popular show about swingers.
I listened to it again, and I laughed out loud again.
Did you? Have you been back to a swinger party since then that you haven't told me about?
Well, it's interesting you've never brought it up or asked. I guess we have so many things we cover with all the community news going on.
I guess I'm afraid that we'll run into each other at some point.
I haven't been back at anything that seemed to be a swinger party.
Right.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't been to that many parties since that donut party.
Really?
Yeah. No, when we were listening to that again, I realized I loved how we really dissected donuts in that episode, and it made me hungry.
Did you go and eat a donut while you were listening?
I didn't.
Or did you splosh with food, or what did you do?
When I was listening, I thought how I'd like to go to Crazy Donuts down at the train station and get their 800-calorie donuts that are amazing over the top. But instead, I'm trying to be, on my eating plan, which I'm basically half on, half off.
Right.
So instead, I just, stuck my fingers in leftover graduation cake, end-of-school-year cake that was in my refrigerator.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
So that's sort of splashing. If you take it with your hands and you shove it in your mouth, is that what you did?
Well, I guess you could call it, it's like splashing in a masturbatory way because you're alone. I was splashing with myself.
There were no utensils involved, were there?
No utensils, which really drives, the person that I married, that drives him crazy, because sometimes I would stick my fingers in food like that.
So he'll just find fingerprints?
In cake.
Does he dust the food or no? He knows exactly who the culprit is.
He thinks, like any parent would think, that must be one of my kids who did that. Oh no, they're more civilized with food. Right. They would use a fork and knife. It must be my wife.
Okay. All right, so you ate some cake.
Now, the other reason,
right? So the other reason why we didn't tape on Friday was because it was Flag Day,
right?
And I knew you were very busy because
making the flags for the kids.
Right, on Tuesday you said you were going to cover your entire yard with flags.
And I thought that you might have just thought I was tongue in cheek joking when I said, "No, we're ambitious in this house. We're kind of overachieving.
Right.
We take a challenge and we're going to do it." And we really did. I got out the construction paper.
Uh-huh.
I got out the markers.
Right.
And I really was hoping to send you pictures of flags everywhere.
Well, I drove by and I did not see flags everywhere. I saw a total of three on your property.
Well, it's funny you said that because I was also doing a end of the year party for the kids on Friday night. And had I not had that party to do that night, I could have gotten all the flags up, I swear. But we had to set up the party, so I did get three flags up. Me and each kid made one flag.
Wow, that is ambitious.
But, it's disappointing because remember I said the whole idea was to do all the flags to be welcoming to everyone.
Correct.
So we didn't pick each country by any rhyme or reason. We just each started, and then we had to set up for the other party.
Right.
So it probably seemed odd to people, why we were representing the three countries we were.
I'm afraid to ask what three countries that you represented.
Well, I mean, it's not even that there are anything to be afraid, but it's a random sampling. Well, you know, I've taken the kids to Europe three times. I've taken them to Paris, London, and Rome.
Ooh la la.
Fancy, right?
Ooh.
I know. So, Paris, London, and Rome. So they...
In that order?
No, it was Rome, London, Paris.
Wow. Okay.
Spring breaks. They were April spring breaks,
okay.
Right? So one child decided to make the Italy flag.
Very nice.
The other child decided to make the English flag. And he also said, they're studying a lot of history and they know that we came
England,
from England.
Right. So okay.
England and Italy. And then I, only because he said we're going to do all the countries. And I thought, I was trying to be inclusive, and I thought I'm going to do an African country.
Right.
And the first country I thought I would do is a country in Africa. I know people from a lot of countries in Africa. The first person I ever met from an African country was in college. He played football on my college team.
Oh.
And he was from Zaire. So I made the Zaire flag. So it was just probably seemed odd to people. They were coming to this end of the year party for the kids, and I had end of the year going into summer stuff and congratulations. And then I had a British flag, a Italian flag and a Zaire flag. So they probably didn't put together that it's Flag Day and we started this, unless they listen to the show. But I think a lot of them don't. So.
Isn't the purpose of Flag Day to honor the American flag?
Right, but remember we had this whole discussion where I said nowadays if you honor the American flag, like I see someone is over there, I love that. My uncle and my dad were in Korean War and World War II. But nowadays it's taken on like a nationalist thing. If you put the flag, it almost seems like you're being nationalist and pro certain politicians that I'm not going to talk about because this is not a political show. So that's why I said to you, even though Flag Day is supposed to be our flag, I feel like putting up our flag feels very nationalist at this point. So I was trying to be PC and I said, I'll do all the countries to end the LGBTQ flag to show that I'm all inclusive. But instead, all I showed, we include our rainbow flag. We had a rainbow flag.
Good.
Zaire, England, and Italy.
Well, that's basically the three covers. That covers everything right there.
So good job. Thank you.
So next
year. And you know what? Zaire is the Republique du Zaire. It says here, I just Googled it. French pronunciation, Zaire. So I guess I could say we had almost a French representation. Do you know anything about Zaire?
I do not.
So interesting. I know about it's in Zaire. Africa. You do? You nothing else?
I know they have a flag.
Okay. Anything else?
That's basically
it. So that just shows me how great it is that I met a guy in college when I was a freshman who's from Zaire, because I probably wouldn't know either. I'd be just like you. I'm not making fun of you, but I know about it.
You called me bald the other day, and now you're making fun that again I don't know Zaire.
I'm not at all trying to say, like, oh, you don't know Zaire. I'm gauging the fact that I actually know a lot about it, and I bet it's because I met someone at 18 who was from there. His dad was an ambassador. Uh-huh. And he was good friends with my college boyfriend. They played football together.
How well did you know him?
He ended up actually dating my college roommate.
Wow.
So he was her boyfriend, and he was friends with my boyfriend.
Mixing and matching?
We mixed and matched.
You did mix and match.
We mixed and matched.
Wow.
You know what it was?
You had a much better college time than I did.
Not really. He used to tell my boyfriend that he had a crush on me, which is always weird to tell someone you have a crush on their active girlfriend.
Right.
But he'd say, I wish I could meet someone like her or that looks like her. And then I said, oh, I'll introduce you to my roommate. Maybe I shouldn't say her name.
Don't say her name.
I'll change the name for here. I don't think she listens, but her name's Raquel for community news purposes. I introduced him to Raquel. She looked like me, brown hair, green eyes, tiny like I am. She's actually tinier, shorter, and same kind of, you know, figure.
What are you referring to as far as your figure? I don't understand.
You might say curvaceous.
Curvaceous. I like that word.
She was like a smaller version of me. So I introduced him to her. Next thing you know, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Wow. She lured him. Did she have the same luring power?
She's a pretty girl. I don't say luring. I mean, he was into her.
Uh-huh.
He liked me, and then he wanted to meet someone like me, so I introduced him to me, Junior, and then they became a couple for like 2 or 3 years.
I wonder if he ever accidentally...
I wonder if he listens to the show. He lives in Washington, D.C.
...said your name while making sweet, passionate love to her.
I hope not.
How embarrassing would that be?
Well, it's sad. It's funny. I didn't think we were going to talk about this today on Community News, but now that we are, he is a Facebook friend. So I don't know if he's ever listened to the show. He's quiet on Facebook. You know, some people just have a page. They never go on there at all. But I will tell you an interesting thing about that. We were freshmen when he sort of liked me, and then freshmen when we got together. But sophomore year, she was going to be my roommate. She wasn't my roommate freshman year. We shared a dorm, one of those tiny old school 1980s dorms, not like today where the kids have these lavish places. The room must have been 12 by 12. Now, he and I have since made up. I'm friendly with him now. We had cantankerous issues where I ended up moving out of that dorm room, and we ended up a little bit nemesis. Yes, because what would happen is they would come to the dorm room, and they would, how should I say it?
Make sweet, passionate love.
With me 6 feet away from them, which I did not enjoy. So when you're saying, did he say her name? He didn't really have to say her name because there I was.
Now, did you ever make eye contact with him while this was going on?
No, but they were like right there. And so it was so uncomfortable.
College is so great.
It's so awful. And so it was so uncomfortable for me. And I ultimately had to say, and he was friends with my boyfriend, but my boyfriend was now living in San Francisco because he was working in San Francisco. So now he's there, so I'm not even with my boyfriend. So not only do I grossly have to hear you having sex, which I don't want to hear anyone having sex.
Making sweet, passionate love.
Right.
Please.
But I'm also, I'm feeling sad and lonely. My boyfriend's there. I introduced you two, and I'm listening to you two every night getting on, and all I've
got. It was every night?
It was a lot.
Really?
It was often. And what else happened is, so now he lived in on-campus apartments. So I said, why don't you guys ever go to his place? Like, it's so disrespectful. I don't want to hear or... Because we're in a little room, a 12 by 12 room, you know, one single bed. And they're right there. It's not like there's a curtain or a wall. They're not like sharing a bathroom. We're right there. So can't you ever go to his apartment? And she goes, well, he doesn't want to do that because he's roommates. I go, but what am I? Like chopped liver? Like, I don't matter. But I think she meant he felt it would be less respectful for him to be with her there where there were boys in the apartment. And I'm just a girl, but like, I don't want to hear the sex noises. Sounds perfectly logical to me. I don't know. I don't want to hear the sex noises.
Now, did you ever pull up a chair and just sit and watch?
No, but I moved out after fall semester. We were supposed to live together fall and spring, but I'm like, there's no way I'm going to, and it was so rude. I thought they're my friends, and why are they basically doing this all the time? You're like, I thought they're my friends, like out of respect for me. Can't they plan it? Like, I'm at the library, you know, go at it. You have a couple hours. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sitting in the room 24/7. Why can't we make it like an arrangement? Like, I'm going to eat at the cafeteria. You've got this much time. Like, don't wait at night. Why are you laughing?
Because the whole thing is funny.
It's true, though.
The whole thing
is funny. No, but you don't think that's, like, gross? I mean, I don't want to... I'm a girl.
It reminds me of when I was in college, actually.
Yeah?
We were in Cambridge, Massachusetts, home of Harvard.
Okay.
Walking around at a bar there.
Uh-huh.
And we noticed a car was rocking back and forth. So, obviously, there were people...
Doing something. Playing Twister.
Exactly. They were playing Twister. How'd you know?
Right.
And... next to the car, a guy put down a lounge chair and was looking in the car window to see what was going on.
No way.
I swear to God.
Can he get arrested for peeping or stalking? Or do they get arrested for public display?
No one got arrested. It was the 80s back then. Anything goes in the
80s. I don't agree that anything goes. I was prissy and prude. Like, I don't want anything goes. I want proper, like, I don't want to hear people having sex.
Right.
Unless I've somehow gone to a sex club, because that's what I wanted.
Or a swinger party.
That night I was prepared. This is why I ran out as soon as the donuts came out. Because
right.
I told you, I'm prude. I don't like too much sex. It's gross.
Your poor husband.
I don't like gross. I don't like...
You don't like gross sex or you don't like too much
sex? I'm not going to get too personal here. I'm saying...
Oh, you're getting personal.
One-on-one, I'm not saying I mind sex one-on-one, that I'm an active participant in, okay? What I mean is I don't like too much sex that's not sex that I'm trying to have. So I don't want to read about it all the time, I don't want everything to be sexual, everywhere, everything. Like, I just want my own sex in my private time to be sexual. I don't need to hear your sex. I don't want to hear the noises. It's disgusting to me. I don't want to hear either the bodily noises or the mouth noises of sex of someone else.
What, like, do you have, mesothelioma? Like, I do.
I have a little, I think. That's where one of my sons has it. But, yeah, you know, there's a lot of sounds, right?
So I don't know. I'm silent.
You know there's
sounds. I'm silent during sex.
You know there are
sounds.
I don't
make a peep.
Have you ever heard anyone else having sex? I should ask you.
No, never.
So you've never been in the room where someone else...
Well, maybe I have.
And you know there's sounds. There's sounds, noises that people make, but there's also, like, bodily noises. Like, I don't want to hear any of that.
Well, when
you're not the person having it, it's so gross to hear those flapping sounds and those liquidy sounds. It's just the splash. It's disgusting.
Now, when we were having... When that was going on...
Community news. We do the hard-hitting community news stories.
We actually started making mooing noises because the room was so crowded.
Wait, so this was in college or law school?
Of course in college.
So you heard in law school no one's having sex?
At law school, I lived at home.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that would be good that you didn't hear sex
in
your house.
No sex in the house.
Your parents could have been having sex.
No, but in college this was.
Okay.
So there was a lot of...
So then you all started mooing?
Right.
That's insulting. That's like saying the girl's fat.
No, we weren't saying it was fat. We were mooing.
But I'm sure that's how she took it.
No, she did not, because they were mooing.
Of course, you graduated to being the guy who has the famous line about withering away.
Exactly.
I bet she listens to the show and she's like, that guy who said to Sasha, withering away, is the same guy that mooed when I was having sex with so-and-so. You're lucky she didn't come forward in the Me Too movement and
I'm glad
community news, Paul, mooed when I was having sex with his sweet mate in college.
I'm glad she didn't stalk me. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. So
thank
anyway.
You for putting the water down loudly.
Oh, sorry. Can we edit that?
No. There's no editing. That's mesothelioma or what? Was that what it's called?
Mesothelioma is the
mesothelioma.
One for the sounds. Mesothelioma is like some breathing lung. Like
right. From a
black lung or something.
All right. Well,
right?
Speaking of sex,
okay.
Because this is going so far afield.
I don't know what this has to do with our community. I forgot. I've got the topic of...
I'm going to bring it back to the community,
yes,
though, because the segue.
There's a lot of sex in the community.
Right. So, no, but I want to ask, speaking of sex,
yes.
Because we did get a listener question. They want to know, and I don't have the answer to this, so I'm going to leave it up to you.
You think I have the answers to all the sexual questions? What is that implying again, Mr. Lures Them In?
Exactly. You lure them in with those shirts that are down to the navel.
Am I down to the navel today?
Yes. Thanks that you're wearing a bra, though.
Wearing a bra. Well, I knew that...
you're scooping them up.
I knew that your children have come home from college, and I heard they might be at the studio today
right.
to see Dad take Dad to work day, or take the kids
to work. Yeah, they're taking me to work day.
Exactly. So I decided, let me wear a bra in case I see his children.
Okay.
His lovely college students.
Well, thank you for wearing a bra.
You're welcome.
So getting back to bringing it back to the town.
Yes.
A listener did call.
Okay.
Or call, answered, email, whatever
right.
they did. They got us this message. They'd like to know what is, since we have a myriad of them, the best place to get waxed in town. Do you have an answer for that? Because I have not gotten waxed.
Now, that's interesting that you correlate wax with sex. I'm curious.
Well, I'm just
that.
Trying to bring it all together.
But,
you know?
Like, let's go there for a moment.
Go
Let
ahead.
Me play Dr. Ruth. No, let me.
Go ahead.
But, like, okay, first of all, how do you know they didn't mean car waxed, wash and wax?
Because they didn't. They said
how
they were. I started the show by saying we're helping the hairy. That's how.
But you knew. Okay. So the second question is, how does waxing have to do with sex? Someone could just wax because they want to go to the beach with their bathing suit and they don't want to have everything hanging out.
You're asking the wrong person because I like au natural.
You
so
do?
I am not a waxer.
Community? Oh my goodness. That is like a major reveal.
Major reveal.
Oh my goodness. You know what's going to happen. You're going to start getting pictures. People are going to send you
au
pictures.
Natural.
Oh my
That's
God.
Fine. Yeah, so I like au natural.
You do?
Yes.
I can't believe you do, number one, and I can't believe you're admitting it, number two.
Why can't you believe number one and number two?
Well, because you're a Mr. like Pornhub adjacent, and you watch a lot of Pornhub adjacent stuff, you
right.
said.
What's so, Pornhub adjacent? Well, is that another sex
remember
site?
Remember that one day when I said Pornhub, and you go, there's lots of others, and I said,
yeah,
I don't know
lots.
The others. And so I'm saying, whatever the others are,
with
you,
all the time
you know.
Spend on the internet, you don't know the other porn
because,
sites?
Like I told you, I don't like too much sex stuff, so I'm not sitting there looking up that stuff. I'm researching news stories.
Right. Yeah. And causing ruckus in town.
And causing ruckus and hullabaloo.
Right. Oh, hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo.
All right, so is that, yeah,
So anyways, waxing doesn't have to be for sex. Waxing right. can be because you're going to go to the community pool and watch Mrs. Roper jump in,
right.
and you don't want, like, a jungle hanging out. It's not, it's that the person could not be having sex at all.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
No more anymore.
No more bars. You know, I mean, I could be really personal and actually, but I'm not going to. I'm holding back. Everyone thinks I say everything, but I'm holding back what I could say to prove that point that, like, there have been years where I've gotten waxed and not been participating at all in sex. So I would just say that people don't just get waxed
well,
for
when,
sex. Well,
when you get waxed, do you admire it then and say, wow, this
admire
looks really...
Admire your own?
Yes.
Well, you can't see it. You'd have to hold
of course
a mirror to it.
Right, exactly. Do you,
you
do
think
that?
Everybody's sitting around with a mirror? I think they do that in, like, those new agey classes where they get, like, six women and they sit on the floor and look at each other's vaginas. I've never been to one of those. I've seen, like,
in
movies.
But how do you know if you've done a good job after the waxing if you don't look at it? Is it like a barber
know.
Where they show you a...
Oh, you know. You feel everything feels different once you've... completely waxed.
Wow.
That's why people do it for sex, because they say, you know, the way guys don't want to wear a condom, they feel more without a condom. You feel more without a welcome to the jungle down there.
There, I brought it all around to
all
sex.
Around.
So where's
so
the best place
the
to
best
get waxing?
One? Well, I'm going to have to be honest. Sorry, Townport. The best one is in Town Walk, next door to Townport.
Okay.
And it is called, I think it might be called Townport Wax.
It's not in Townport.
But it's in Town Walk. It's right on the border there. Let me just look up.
You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm hoping that Hand Jobs will be doing waxing soon to tie that whole thing together.
Hand Jobs and Townport Wax. Let me see. There's a few waxing places, but that's my place of
choice.
That's my place of choice.
That's where you go. So if anybody, any of our fans want to see you there.
Oh, but I just want to say, because you got personal. I wasn't going to get personal. I only go there now for waxing that is facial. I'm not even participating in the other kind. I don't even want to say what my downstairs looks like. But I haven't had that kind of downstairs wax in a long time.
Wow.
It's very painful.
Is it?
Oh, so painful.
That's why I've never had it done.
Well, a boy doesn't do it. Well, some boys do.
Exactly. All right, so the best place to get it is in...
Town Walk. I'm trying to look
Town Walk.
Maybe, okay, it's not Townport Wax. So let me see if it's called... I'm looking it up.
Well, we'll have it on our website, communitynewspodcast.com.
Well, I don't think we should keep giving away free. Oh, yeah, it is Town Walk Waxing and Hair Removal. See, now some people go to this
removal.
European Wax Center. I don't go to that one.
Okay,
look,
so.
There's a lot in Town Walk. There's a lot of hairy people in Town Walk.
There's a lot of hair being discarded. But
look how many places. It's unbelievable. So many more. Yeah. Oh, look. You would like this one. Brazilian Waxing Beauty Lounge Town Walk.
I got to go check Brazilian. Out these places. No, I don't like it.
Well, you could go and meet someone on their way in because she's au natural. You could meet your
I could be
date.
Like a protester outside.
Not even that. If you weren't back together with your ex-wife and you were looking for like a new girlfriend, it'd be a perfect place to meet when you meet the au natural before she, you know.
Leave the hair intact. Leave the hair intact.
That's your big, you don't go to any community events, but your big issue is that you want to,
right.
You know?
All right. You know what? This wraps up, I think. I can't even do any more at this point.
You brought it up. Look, I don't even want to go there. Like I said, I don't like a lot of sex stuff. I'm happy to talk about, you know,
this is crazy for a Tuesday episode.
A Tuesday, and we're talking about waxing.
People are
going
to have to wash out their ears.
Oh, my goodness. Paul is crazy, you guys.
All right. That's it. I'm getting out of here. It's a golf day now. I'm going.
Are you going golfing? Is it raining or is it nice out? The weather's been wonky lately.
I don't care. I got to go wash off after this episode.
When you go in the rain, you wear a poncho. That's all I want to know.
I do not wear a poncho.
You don't golf in a poncho?
No.
You just get drowned rat wet?
No, I have.
How is that comfortable?
I have golf attire that's waterproof.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Not in a poncho.
Rain poncho. I thought everyone wears rain ponchos.
I dress up like a big poncho, like a ghost out there.
I thought in the
around.
Rain, everyone only wears rain ponchos. I was forgetting there's actual rain yeah. golf attire.
Shocking.
You're too fancy. You're at that club.
I'm a fancy
yeah,
lad.
Yeah, I wear the 50 cent rain right. poncho.
Oh, I thought it was more of a garbage bag over where you poke the hole through.
Same thing. Right. I'm about to check to see what's going on here. So we should probably wrap it up. I'll let you wrap us up.
It's wonderful, as always, to see you.
As always, Paul.
I will see you on Friday.
You will see me
I totally
Friday.
Forgot what your name
I'm
is.
I'm so happy to see you.
What's your name?
My name has been Netta.
Okay, Netta. A pleasure seeing you. I'll
pleasure
talk to you on Friday.
You, Paul. We love you, community.
Take care. Bye-bye.